Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how I've been using this specific technique in order to rejuvenate myself a little bit faster after a really draining day, or days in general, where as an empath, as an INFJ, as an HSP, just being alive sometimes is draining. Just going through the motions of the day, you're at the end of the day, you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, I'm so tired. And so, and more so now, like I noticed that after my bout with a little stint of illness that I had, I noticed that I'm getting tired even more often because my body is healing. And also it's just like, yeah, I'm done. I don't want to do anything socialization-wise or anything like that. And so when I do anything during the day, I notice that I get tired faster. So I've been doing this specific thing where I've been taking the nighttime, obviously, to process, evening to nighttime, to process things. But and this is kind of a little bit crazy, but what I've been doing is that I've been getting into bed earlier than normal. As an INFJ, you probably noticed that insomnia is one of your best friends. You spend a lot of time at night awake, thinking, overthinking, anxious, in anxiety mode, just not in a state of mind where you're actually happy or doing anything proper. But one of the things I've noticed for myself is that just giving myself that time at night after a long day where I sit and I stare off into space and I process, I kind of go through the motions of what did I do during the day? What kind of people did I meet? What kind of conversations did I have? What did I do exactly with my day? Just having that little bit of visualization and a little bit of going through the motions of the day, kind of going through it in your head, makes me feel like I've kind of processed it and makes me feel a little bit more in control of the situation. Makes me feel like, all right, I'm done with that day. Now I can put it away and I can move on to the next day and I can go to sleep. So what I've been doing is that I've been getting into bed a little bit earlier than normal. Normally I would get into bed around 9:30 and I try to fall asleep by 10 so I can wake up at 6 to do my morning routine. That was typically what I would try to do, but I noticed that it was not enough. Half an hour is not enough for me to process the day, to relax, to get rid of my anxiety, to stop overthinking and fall asleep. All of that did not happen in half an hour. And so what I've been doing now, and this is kind of really terrible for my social life, which is fine because I don't have one anyways, but if I did have one, it would be bad. I'm not completely strict about it, so if I do go out with friends, you know, if I have to get into bed later, it's fine. But what I've been doing is that I've been trying to get into bed, actually doing everything that I need to do, cleaning up, you know, organizing my apartment a little bit, and then having all the different things that I need right next to my bed, to my journal, things like that, and then getting into bed under the covers by 8:30 p.m. Now, that seems obviously very early, and it is, but what that gives me is a time just to sit and process the day. And then I notice that by the time 9:30 rolls around, 9:30, 10, I'm ready. I just fall asleep right away. It just kind of is an instantaneous thing where I just notice myself getting sleepier and sleepier, processing, getting relaxed, more and more relaxed. And eventually by the time 9:30, 10:30 then rolls around, I'm asleep. And it's not even something that I have to really try at. It's not something that I have to really work at. It's not something that I'm trying to grab onto. Sleep isn't something that I'm like, oh my God, I need to sleep. I need to fall asleep. It just kind of rolls onto me and it just kind of comes on gradually, so much so that I feel very relaxed with it. And I can sleep through the night on those particular days without being anxious because I've already dealt with all the stuff that could potentially cause me any anxiety, right? So I really like this new technique of things, of the way of dealing with this empathy thing and dealing with the day and processing and all that. I'm noticing that the more I do this, I think it's 8:30 is a perfect time for me particularly. Now obviously it'll differ for you guys, it might be earlier or later for you, but I'm noticing that just having this time just to sit and to process and to stare off into space literally gives me the time that I need to get over whatever happened during the day, positive or negative, and to feel in control of it, to feel like I have a grasp upon it, that I don't need to worry about it, that everything happened the way it's supposed to, or if it didn't, then I've dealt with it in my mind. I've kind of realigned myself to it or aligned myself to it. And then I can just relax and I can just go into the mode of sleep without feeling like there's any unfinished business. But I do notice that when I don't do this kind of like process, when I don't give myself this time, I feel like there's unfinished business in my head. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know where it's coming from. I have no idea what the exact parts of it are. And so I just sit there and I'll wake up in the middle of the night over and over again because in my head, there is this unfinished business that has to be taken care of that hasn't been processed, that hasn't been taken care of. And so I'm just sitting there trying to figure out what it is. And I wake up over and over again in that mode of trying to figure it out. And then I try to figure it out and it doesn't work. And I'm forcing myself to go back to sleep. And then I wake up again and I'm trying to still figure it out. And this kind of thing obviously results in a terrible night of sleep. And then my day is completely shot. And then I just feel terrible for the rest of the days or rest of the week. So I really noticed that this just kind of removes that tendency of feeling as an INFJ, as an empath, that I have something left over that I'm supposed to be doing. And I know you probably have had this feeling as well, and you have this niggle of something, some doubt or anxiety in your head, in your mind, where you feel like, there's something I should be worried about. There's something I should be anxious about. There's something that I should be thinking about and resolving. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that it's causing me to go crazy in my head. And you notice this come up over and over again within your heart, within your mind, and it keeps you up. And that's one of the reasons why insomnia is one of the things that affects most INFJs, because of that feeling of there's something, but I don't know what it is. And so until I figure it out, I'm just going to stay awake, right? But if you kind of process every single day in this manner, at least for me, I've noticed that if I just process every single day, that day, like I don't leave it for the end of the week or I don't leave it for the end of the month, I just process it that day and I just process whatever happened. So I kind of go through, okay, so I got up in the morning, I did this, I met this person, it was nice, I said something stupid, but that's okay, it's not a big deal. And then I went to dinner and dinner was great and I really enjoyed it, but I don't think I'll get that dish again because I don't like it. And kind of just going through even the small stuff and kind of just getting it off the slate clears up your mind. And so you're just sitting there at the end of the day, you've processed everything, everything is fine, you feel good, you feel like there's no unfinished business, you feel relaxed. And in that relaxed mode, sleep is able to enter into your mind easier. And when you do fall asleep also, you don't wake up in the middle of the night thinking, oh man, what happened with that unfinished business? There is no unfinished business. You dealt with it. You talked about it with yourself, you've dealt with it, it's done. And so there's nothing that you have to think about. Now, of course, obviously, there might be unfinished business from 3 years ago that might come up and you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so foolish. I can't believe I said that to that person 3 years ago. We do that to ourselves. Yes, we torture ourselves in that way. That's fine. So you can do that, but at least that particular day has been processed. So that day will not come up over and over and over again for you. And eventually, if you do this long enough, that you'll notice that there are no unfinished businesses from 3 years ago because you've already processed it. You processed that day. You dealt with it. If you have a journaling thing, then you can journal about it as well. So like you're sitting with your journal at the end of the day, you're sitting and figuring out, how was the day? Did I like it? Was I the kind of person I want to be? Was I the best version of myself? How could I have done it better? What could I have done to live my day better? And so you process all that. You know, you journal it, you write it, or you talk about it, you do a voice note to yourself. You just think about it. You stare off into space and you just feel good about it. And that's it. And then that's it. And then you're done with that day. You don't have to ever think about it again. You don't have to ever bring it up again. It's over. That unfinished business that you would have had has been dealt with. And so now you can move on. And then the next day happens. And you process it again. And you process it completely. Get it out of the system. And so that doesn't come up again. And so you just kind of build upon it day by day by day, month by month by month. And hopefully, eventually, you don't have any unfinished business that comes up for you from 10 years ago or 15 years ago where you did that silly thing and you just still remember it and embarrasses you and things like that. I hope this makes sense. I know I'm kind of simplifying it a little bit. And of course, I'm not saying that you're never going to have unfinished business and you're never going to think about things again and you're never going to stay up at night. Of course, that's not the case. Even sometimes if I process the day, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night with something that kind of I didn't remember and I did. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I can't believe I did that. And so things will come up, obviously, but at least in this manner, you're kind of clearing off as much of the slate as possible, which means that you can move onward and upward rather than getting stuck in the past, which is something that we do very often as INFJs. So I hope that makes sense. Again, thank you so much for watching. If you have specific questions about this particular idea that I've shared, comment below and I'll kind of expand on it. Or any questions at all about anything, just comment below and I'll share my opinions on it in a video. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. The links are in the description below. Again, thank you for your support, and I'll see you guys the next time around. Bye!
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get this dinner party started.